So that's the gist of Tiny Earth. The students usually write their results up, you know, lab report or whatever they have in their class, but they can also present their research findings at, for example, a symposium. What you're looking at here is our annual Tiny Earth and Titletown Symposium that we hold at Lambeau Field every December at the end of the semester. And so on a dark night, usually on a Friday, about 200 students from Wisconsin convene to present their research, and they invite their family and friends. This event is attended by about 550 people from the community. It's pretty remarkable to celebrate the students doing this research. And these students are coming from UW System Schools, technical colleges, the private colleges, you name it. Sometimes we get others from outside the state, but mostly that particular event is for the state of Wisconsin. We also hold an international symposium here at WID in the summer. All right, here's our map. So I have some updates from even what Sam said. We have some new numbers. The problem of antibiotic resistance is so massive that it requires a massive crowdsourced effort. So we have trained actually more than 900 instructors now, mostly college faculty, to teach Tiny Earth. And estimating conservatively, if you imagine that each of those is teaching on average 20 students per year, that means 18,000 students have access to the Tiny Earth Cure research experience every single year. And this is where I think Tiny Earth is really clever in how we get around the overwhelming numbers game. Our main expansion tool is the Tiny Earth Partner Instructor. We call them TEPIs, T-E-P-I. The TEPI training, it's a week-long immersive summer camp. We hold it here in the Discovery Building. And we teach faculty how to teach Tiny Earth. It's based on evidence-based pedagogical and peer mentoring practices. And during the week, the TEPIs work in facilitated groups to adapt the curriculum for their particular students and their particular version of Tiny Earth. They learn scientific teaching principles such as course design, active learning, inclusive learning, and they apply them all to the development of their Tiny Earth course. And they go through all the lab protocols along the way, just as if they were students while thinking about the course that they're building. So bringing this all together, Tiny Earth is an antibiotic discovery pipeline that starts with training instructors, but really focuses on students engaging in authentic research for a full semester. Students enter their data into the Tiny Earth database, and they can send any interesting isolates they find here to WID, to our Tiny Earth Chemistry Hub, which is upstairs in Professor Joe Handelsman's lab. Today, we have more than 4,300 isolates in the collection and several of interest that we're pursuing further. So I just want to thank you all for coming, thank our sponsors for Tiny Earth, and in particular, Dr. Joe Handelsman, who is the founder of Tiny Earth. All right. And with that, I get the pleasure of introducing Mark Chevrette. He is a relatively new assistant professor of plant pathology. He is a discovery fellow here at WID. He was hired as part of the Wisconsin Rise Earth Initiative and is one of those rare scientists who did both his PhD and his postdoc here at UW. The PhD was in bacteriology in the Curry Lab, and the postdoc was here at WID in the Handelsman Lab. Previously, Mark was an assistant professor at the University of Florida, and before grad school, he was head of the experimental genomics at Warp Drive Bio, now Ginkgo Bioworks, where he was one of the lead developers of the ubiquitous software called AntiSmash, which identifies and annotates genes in bacteria and fungi. According to Mark, quote, "Microbes are the best chemists in the world, and their metabolites are the language of microbial interactions." He is an incredibly interdisciplinary scientist, drawing from fields as broad as genomics, chemistry, microbiology, data science, plant pathology, and ecology, with impacts bleeding into medicine and public health, agriculture, and the environment.